Hello.
Good morning. My name is
Hello.
Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to
This is
advise you,
she.
this call has been recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was trying to file for compensations due to me being on maternity leave.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a claim. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your Social Security number?
422-476-7776.
That's gonna be 422-476-7776.
Correct.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your month's main name, please?
1/10/1998. And my mother's maiden last name is Austin, Ausbon.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I think it had to be last year sometime.
Okay, you say it was last year.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Did you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than
No,
180 days? Yes, ma'am.
ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
Driver's license state is Alabama. Number is 873-4047.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Did you want that going to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
One second. Me. 0620000019.
And that's gonna be 0620000019.
Correct.
And what is your account number?
Account number is 02-34-08-7621.
That's gonna be 02-34-08-7621. Is that correct?
Is correct.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
401 Timberline Drive, apartment M8, Thomasville, Alabama, 3674, I
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
205-922-3686.
And what is your email address?
KERIA, another A, US, B as in boy, ON at yahoo.com.
Is that going to be KERIAUSBON at yahoo.com? Okay, thank you. Your mailing address is 401 Timberline Drive, apartment M8, Thomasville, Alabama, 36784. it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Atmore have you ever lived at or been associated with? It's a 142 Patterson Street. It's a 206 McGlasker Street. It's a 221 McRae Street. It's a 612 East Oak Street. Or is it none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property?
612 East Oak Street.
In which other foreign cities have you attended college? It's at Fairfield. It's at Greensboro. It's at Los Angeles. It's at Pittsburgh. Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? It's at Dothan. It's at Hoover. It's a Pine Hill, it's a Phoenix City, or it's a none of the above?
Pine Hill.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
It was the second.
Was it December the 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that going to be 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I am, but I'm on maternity leave, so I'm not.
Okay, so that's going to be no.
I guess so. I want to say I'm thinking, no, I can't work. I'm on maternity leave.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't own a business.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
How many miles?
Yes, ma'am.
50.
That's going to be about 50 miles.
Uh-huh.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
32.
That's going to be $32.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title and description?
Registered nurse.
Okay, that's going to be registered nurse. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. With your job description, will you assessing patient health problems and needs, developing, yes, implement nursing care plans? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation? That's going to be yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
Brian Whitfield Hospital.
That's going to be Whitfield Memorial Hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employer phone number?
334-289-4000.
That's going to be 334-289-4000.
Three.
What is your employment start date?
April 22nd.
Is that going to be April 22nd, 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
The last day that I worked here?
Yes, ma'am.
December 2nd.
That's going to be December 2nd, 2022.
Correct.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Demopolis, Alabama.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Demopolis, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. That's going to be in Demopolis, Alabama, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or did you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
Maternity leave.
You said maternity leave. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you say that's because of leave or absence?
Yes, or ma'am. I had a serious life-threatening OB. Something to happen at the hospital, and they took me off work.
Yes, ma'am. Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. In the process, I was pregnant and I lost the child.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. And you said that's because of leave of absence?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the name and the title of the person who granted the leave of absence for you?
Ashley Steiner.
Can you spell her last name for me?
S-T-I-E-N-E-R.
Okay, that's going to be Ashley Steiner. Is that correct?
Three.
Was she your manager, your supervisor, the HR?
She's my OB doctor.
Okay, thank you. And you said she's your OB doctor? Why are you on a leave of absence? Is it because of maternity?
Yes, maternity complications.
Yes, ma'am. Who requested the leave of absence for you? Was it you or your employer?
It was me.
Okay.
But both because of the situation.
Yes, ma'am. And what are the beginning and ending dates of your leave of absence?
I would say December 2nd to January 16th.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be December 2nd, 2022 to January 16th, 2023. Is that correct? Do you Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes, ma'am. Do you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number? Yes, ma'am. Your temporary PIN number is 7698. Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
No,
7698. Yes, ma'am. That's correct. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/BossNet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet or next week. Our information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision of your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
So I want to know if I'm accepted for it.
They will be able to send you out a letter and mail to let you know if you've been approved. And that should take no more than 2 to 3 weeks for the process.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.